All right, everyone, welcome to the deep dive. So today, we're going to be taking a look at the UK motorcycle market.
Yeah, we've got some new reports that are out and
Yeah, some fresh data, hot off the presses.
So we're gonna do a deep dive into that, and I think some of the findings will be pretty surprising.
Yeah, I think some people are going to be shocked when they hear what's been going on. So if you're out there thinking about getting a new motorcycle, you want to know what the trends are? The Motorcycle Industry Association, the NCIA, just released their figures for 2024. And overall in the UK, the motorcycle market grew by a respectable 2.5%.
Yeah, not bad. But that's really just the tip of the iceberg, though.
Yeah, there's more to the story.
Yeah, a lot more to the story.
What's going on?
So that 2.5% growth is decent, you know? It's not bad. But it was really heavily influenced by a massive surge in sales that happened in December 2024.
All right.
Yeah. So we're talking 114% increase compared to December in the year before.
So December basically like made the whole year look good.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
December 2024 single-handedly pushed those yearly figures up.
Yeah.
Now, you might be thinking, okay, so what's selling? Is it the usual suspects?
But were we talking about the same motorcycles every year?
And to a certain extent, you'd be right. You know, Honda is still holding on to the top spot,
Okay.
followed by Yamaha and Suzuki. But the real story lies in the types of bikes that people are buying.
Okay. All right. So what's got everybody buzzing?
Well, while adventure bikes saw a pretty good boost last year, growing by 103.5%,
Okay.
it's completely overshadowed by a segment that has absolutely exploded, and that is the modern classics.
Modern classics, like the bikes with a vintage kind of vibe.
Yeah,
Yeah. But all
exactly.
the modern technology. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And get this, sales in that segment jumped by a mind-boggling 302.7%.
302%.
Yeah, that's almost four times the rate of the year before. So we're not just talking about a little bump here. These bikes are now like a major force in the industry.
Wow. You know, it's funny because it's like we live in this world that is obsessed with the newest technology, the latest gadget.
Yeah.
And yet there's this pull towards something simpler, something with a story behind it.
Yeah, I think it's a longing for a simpler, more authentic experience. It's
Yeah.
a move away from all the digital bells and whistles.
Yeah.
And modern classics really tap into that desire. You know, it's not just about the way they look, it's about the feeling.
Yeah.
You know, it's about the connection.
I was going to say, it's like that feeling you get when you hear a classic car
Yeah.
engine roar to life,
Yeah.
you know, that sense of history
Yeah.
and craftsmanship.
Totally.
Imagine that feeling, but on a motorcycle.
Yeah. And the sound. Don't forget about the
Oh,
sound.
the sound,
Yeah.
the rumble of the engine,
Yeah.
the wind
Yeah.
in your hair.
Yeah, that iconic sound.
It's music to a rider's ears, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're hearing those sounds more and more on the roads these days. In December of 2024 alone, modern classics accounted for 1,486 new registrations. That's a huge signal to manufacturers that people are craving something different.
Yeah. It's like riders are saying, you know, we want machines with soul. Give us bikes that tell a story, that make us feel something.
Yeah.
This isn't just about getting from point A to point B. It's about the journey.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. It's about experiencing something real,
Right.
something tangible.
So we've got this incredible surge in modern classic sales,
Yeah.
especially fueled by this December boom.
Yeah.
What's driving this shift?
Yeah.
Why are people choosing these bikes over, you know,
Yeah.
the sleek, super-powered machines that we've come to expect?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't
Yeah.
it?
It seems like there's a deeper yearning at play here,
Yeah.
something beyond just aesthetics or performance.
Yeah, I think to understand that, we need to kind of zoom out a bit
Okay.
and look at the bigger picture. We
Yeah.
need to consider the cultural context,
Right.
the societal trends that are feeding this desire for a more authentic experience, and that's where things get really interesting.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's zoom out.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. So we're zooming out, trying to get the bigger picture here. What's happening in the world that's feeding this craving for authenticity that we're seeing reflected in motorcycle sales?
Well, I mean, think about it. It's not just motorcycles. You see this trend popping up everywhere. You know, vinyl records are making a comeback. Vintage clothing is all the rage.
Yeah.
Even old school video games are having this resurgence.
Yeah, you're right. There's a collective nostalgia wave
Yeah.
that seems to be washing over us. But I don't know. Is nostalgia the whole story?
I think it's definitely a factor, but you're right. It goes deeper than that. What I think is really interesting is that it's not just about blindly replicating the past, you know? Well, it's about taking the best of what came before and blending it with modern technology and design sensibilities.
Yeah, so it's not about rejecting technology altogether. It's about finding a balance.
Exactly.
Like enjoying the simplicity of the past without sacrificing all the advancements that we've made.
That's a great way to put it. And I think modern classics, motorcycles, really embody that balance, you know? They offer the timeless style and character of a classic bike.
Yeah.
But with the reliability and performance of a modern machine.
It's like having the best of both worlds, right?
Yeah.
Get the soul and the thrills without having to worry about your bike breaking down every other mile.
Exactly. And this trend isn't just skin deep either.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about aesthetics. It translates into a different kind of riding experience.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah?
Tell me more about this modern classics riding experience. What makes it so different?
Well, unlike those high-performance sport bikes that are all about speed and power, modern classics are more about the simple joy of riding.
So it's about savoring the journey.
Yeah.
Not just focusing on the destination.
Exactly. You know, they encourage you to slow down, to connect with the road, to appreciate the simple pleasures of being on two wheels.
It's almost like a form of mindfulness in a way, a way to unplug from the digital world.
Yeah.
And reconnect with something more real, more tangible.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And it's not just a solitary experience either, you know? There's a strong community element to the modern classic scene.
You mean like those vintage motorcycle clubs and rallies you see?
Exactly.
Everyone gets together to share their passion for these bikes.
Exactly. Yeah. These communities offer a sense of belonging and shared passion, which is something that a lot of people are craving in today's, you know, increasingly fragmented world.
It's like finding your tribe.
Yeah.
People who share your love for these beautiful machines and the lifestyle that comes with them.
Precisely. And let's not forget the influence of social media.
Oh, yeah.
Platforms like Instagram and YouTube are filled with stunning images and videos of modern classics, fueling their popularity even further. You know, people see these bikes.
Right.
And they're instantly drawn to their timeless style and the sense of freedom that they represent.
It's like this perfect storm of factors all coming together to create this phenomenon.
And it's a phenomenon that's having a ripple effect across the entire motorcycle industry. You know, manufacturers are taking notice.
Yeah. They're seeing the sales figures.
Yeah. They're seeing that there's a huge demand for motorcycles that offer both style and substance.
Yay.
And they're responding with new models that tap into this classic aesthetic.
So we're likely to see even more modern classics hitting the market in the next few years.
Absolutely.
Maybe even from manufacturers who haven't traditionally dabbled in this style.
Absolutely. And it's not just the big players either.
Okay.
We're seeing a wave of new smaller brands popping up, specializing in hand-built, bespoke, modern classics motorcycles.
Wow, that's really exciting. It's like we're witnessing a renaissance of motorcycle design.
Yeah.
With this focus on craftsmanship and individuality.
Yeah.
Instead of just these mass-produced machines, you know, we're seeing these unique handcrafted bikes that are truly works of art.
It's a beautiful thing to see. This resurgence of classic style is breathing new life into the motorcycle industry. You know, it's pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
So this UK sales data, this surge in modern classics, might actually be a sign of things to come globally.
It's definitely a strong indicator.
Yeah.
And we're seeing similar trends emerging in other markets as well. It seems this craving for authenticity and connection transcends geographical boundaries.
Okay. So we've established that this modern classics movement is making waves.
Mm.
But there's one thing we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah.
And it's a big one. What about the environmental impact?
Mm.
These bikes might have a classic aesthetic, but they're still burning gas, right?
You're absolutely right. That's an important point to consider. After all, any discussion about the future of transportation has to include the issue of sustainability.
So how do modern classics fit into the bigger picture of sustainability?
Right.
And this push towards electric vehicles? Are they a step back? Or could they potentially be part of the solution? That's what a lot of people are wondering, right?
Yeah.
Can we embrace this classic motorcycle revival and still be mindful of our planet?
Yeah. It's a tough question, a really complex issue. You know, there's no easy answers, I think. On the one hand, modern classics often have smaller, more fuel-efficient engines than those high-performance modern motorcycles.
So they could be considered a greener option.
Potentially, yeah. But we have to look at the whole picture. Manufacturing any motorcycle, you know, regardless of its style, it has an environmental impact.
And what about the lifespan of these bikes?
Yeah.
Are they built to last, to be repaired and cherished for years to come?
Right.
Or are they destined for the scrap heap after a few years?
That's a key factor when you're considering sustainability. And what's encouraging is that a lot of modern classics manufacturers are really emphasizing quality construction and timeless designs.
So the idea is that these bikes are meant to be more than just a fleeting trend.
Yeah.
They're meant to be investments machines that you keep running for decades.
Right.
Maybe even passed down to future generations.
Exactly. It's a shift away from that disposable fast fashion mentality that's unfortunately become so common.
Which aligns with that desire for a slower, more mindful approach to life that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
That's, you know, appreciating quality over quantity. Choosing things that will stand the test of time.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if this mindset could influence other industries too.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. Could this resurgence of classic style, this emphasis on durability and longevity, start to challenge the throwaway culture?
Yeah.
That we've become so accustomed to. It's something to think about.
It really is. And it brings us back to our original question. Well, the environmental impact of motorcycles is definitely a complicated issue.
Mm-hmm.
Could there be elements of this modern classics trend that actually push us in a more sustainable direction?
Yeah, I think that's a real possibility, especially if manufacturers continue to prioritize fuel efficiency, durability, and repairability in their designs.
So the future of motorcycles might not be all about electric engines and futuristic designs.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there's room for both.
Yeah.
A blend of cutting-edge technology and a respect for the timeless appeal of classic machines.
Yeah. It'll be fascinating to see how the motorcycle industry navigates these challenges in the coming years.
Yeah.
Will we see a fusion of classic style and sustainable technology?
Well, listeners, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the UK motorcycle market. We've uncovered some surprising trends, explored the reasons behind the modern classics craze, and even pondered some bigger questions about sustainability and our relationship with technology.
Yeah, it's been a thought-provoking journey, and I hope it's given you some new insights into this dynamic and evolving industry.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's even sparked some ideas about how we can all make more mindful choices, whether we're talking about motorcycles or any other aspect of our lives.
Very well said. And on that note, we'll wrap things up. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep those minds open and those engines running responsibly, of course.